Welcome to the Caltex Theater, a full hour of dramatic entertainment broadcast over a nationwide network of stations throughout Australia. The Caltex Theater is brought to you by Caltex Oil, marketers of over 1,000 outstanding petroleum products, in association with Caltex dealers and distributors everywhere. Tonight in the Caltex Theatre, you will hear an amusing story of the mix-ups that occur when several people of widely differing characters all answer an advertisement for a Villa Sleep 4. Starring in Villa Sleep 4, you will hear Walter Sullivan. Your producer, E. Mason Wood. The Caltex Theatre presents Villa Sleep 4, Act 1.
$9,600 escudo. There we are. 3 months rental on arrival in advance.
Si, signore.
And now it's all mine. Ah, the island of Serena. What a glory. And the Villa Vista Clara, sitting alone on the topmost peak, all mine for 3 months.
Senor?
Oh, don't bother to understand. Just let me prattle. You'll be my housekeeper, I take it. Keep house?
Si, senor. Teresa.
Teresa, eh? Well, Teresa, it's all the owner's advertisement claimed and more. Oh, when do I meet this Dr. Roberts?
Tomorrow, senor.
Oh, tomorrow. What do we have here? A swimming pool, a mountain pool, cascades, 2 orange groves, and my choice of 4 bedrooms. Teresa, after 10 of the most unpleasant days I've ever spent at sea, Eden. Here on this terrace, Teresa, I shall write a book.
Senor?
No, I've never written a book before. 12 months of every year I backbite and gossip in print for a lot of malformed minds who read the scandal pages of a certain scandal-bent newspaper.
Sim?
Sim. But my typewriter and I are about to find a soul. If I don't descend from 3 months' solitude in this haven with a book of a lifetime, my name isn't Julian Dallas. Now, I'll pick myself a room. Oh, incidentally, I expect I'll pick up a word or two Portuguese, eh? Vista Villa Clara?
Si, senor.
Ah, magnificent. I'm Sir Geoffrey Bundletrumper. I suppose you're expecting me. I rented the villa for the next 3 months.
Si, senor.
And by Jove, it's everything that advertisement claimed. Dr. Roberts, the owner, about. In? Here?
Tomorrow, senor.
Oh, so I meet him tomorrow. Good, good. Ah, yes, I intend to paint here. I never get a moment in London, always a crisis one way or another. If it isn't summit conferences, it's some ruddy fool of a general shooting off his mouth.
Senor?
Oh, never mind.
Teresa.
Teresa. Villa Sleep 4 all to myself. What a wonderful thought. 3 whole months without a word from Downing Street. Doctor's orders, you know. Oh, how much, driver?
4 scud, senor.
Oh, well, that's little enough. Here, gracias.
Obrigado, senor.
Spanish, gracias. Portuguese, obrigad.
Ah, obrigad, Teresa. Ah, well, I say, who's that fellow coming out of my villa?
Ah, good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Roberts, I presume.
I'm Bundletrumper. Geoffrey Bundletrumper.
Of course you are. I know your face.
And who are you?
Julian Dallas. What I mean is, what are you doing in my villa?
Your villa? I think you're mistaken.
I think I've nothing of the kind. I've taken this villa for 3 months.
So have I.
What? I've just paid the rent.
So have... Here you are, Teresa.
Obrigado, senor.
I, too, have paid my rent.
But look here, this is ridiculous.
clearly. We've come to the wrong address.
This is the Villa Vista Clara, the only villa on the hill. The taxi brought me straight here.
So that's why I had to wait on the boat. There's only one taxi.
What boat? My boat?
Oh, you mustn't speak so possessively. Your villa, your boat. I spent the entire 10 days in my cabin.
Sick. So did I.
Let's start way farther back. Are you on the right island?
Don't be a blasted fool.
My dear fellow, there's no need to raise our voices. Let's go even farther back. You say this villa's advertised in the Times?
Evening Standard.
Villa, sleep four, inaccessible island, 3 months, minimum payable in advance.
Exactly.
You answered it?
And in reply, received this letter.
Thank you. Identical with mine. Same Harley Street address. Dallas, it occurs to me that we may be victims of chicanery.
Yes, well, I sympathize with you, but I'm afraid you'll just have to go to a hotel.
I?
No hotel.
What? What? Now, look here, Teresa. Do you know anything about all this?
Dr. Roberts, come tomorrow.
Oh, he does he? Well, I'll have a good deal to say to Dr. Roberts.
That will be all, Teresa.
Sim, senor.
Well, now, Dallas, obviously we shall just have to do our best to make a go of it. There's no hotel, no alternative accommodation on the island.
I am not prepared to make a go of it. I came here to be alone and write a book.
Well, I came here to paint. Certainly we'll thrash this out tomorrow with Roberts, but it occurs to me that with you at your book and me at my easel, we could both work undisturbed.
That wasn't my idea when I took the villa.
It wasn't mine.
I don't care for talking, you know.
No more do I.
Well, that's something. We must let the island live up to its name at all costs. Serena, I've been looking for you all my life.
Quite so.
Well, as first to arrive, I at least claim the right to unpack.
Quite. Rather ungracious sort of fellow. Share in paradise is better than none at all. No. Teresa, are you there? That taxi's coming back. Teresa! Oh, no!
Dinner, Mr. Clara?
Yes, dear lady. Yes, indeed.
Take my bags into the house, driver. How do you do, Dr. Roberts?
Oh, how do you do? Only I'm not Dr. Roberts. I'm Bundle Trumper.
Oh, Sir Geoffrey Bundle Trumper. Why, of course.
And I see you know. I seem to know you, at least your face.
I'm Arabian Night.
Oh, of course, yes. You're a film star. Yes, I've seen your face in the pictures. But what are you doing here? As if I didn't know.
I've taken the villa for the next 3 months.
Well, so have I.
What a coincidence. Is your villa nearby?
Not far away. You came here to get away from it all. You wanted to be alone.
Yes, and what a perfect place for it.
Yes. I take it you were seasick on board.
Oh, no. Just keeping out of sight. I usually have to fight my way through hordes of little men with cameras. Not very polite little men, who aren't above popping a camera in my hotel window.
You're not serious.
Oh, but I am. Because I'm called upon to behave in a certain way on the screen, they can't understand why I don't behave the same way off. They never give up hoping. It's like having mosquitoes all year round.
Good Lord.
Quatre scud, senora.
Oh, thank you, driver.
Muito obrigado.
Now, Sir Geoffrey, if you'll wait till I find my new housekeeper, I can offer you a glass of wine.
Don't bother, please.
Oh, nonsense. Oh, why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
Oh, that divine little pool. Oh, I'm going in, I must. Do you mind if I get into a bathing suit?
I'd be delighted. Please do.
And, of course, you must come to swim. Or have you a pool at your villa?
A pool? Oh, yes. In fact, the same person owns both our villas.
Oh, really?
Miss Knight, yes. I can't beat around the bush anymore. I've got to take the plunge.
Oh, you've brought your swimsuit.
I can take this plunge without a swimsuit.
Oh, Sir Geoffrey.
The fact is, Miss Knight, we've both been diddled, led up the Portuguese garden by this fellow Roberts. He's rented the villa to both of us.
Oh, no!
And even worse, there's no hotel in the village, or I should go to it. No, I don't think I would on second thoughts.
What?
Well, you may as well know. There's a third.
A third?
A third. He got here first. He'd come out at any second, and you're not going to like him. He's a writer, name of Dallas.
Dallas? Oh, not Julian. It couldn't be Julian Dallas.
Yes, it is, but...
Dark, saturnine, about 6 feet.
That's the one. Do you know him?
Know him? I should say I know him. I've never met him in my life.
Well,
he once wrote in his column that the only good performance I ever gave was in a shampoo ad.
Oh dear.
If Julian Dallas thinks he can take charge of my villa, he's very much mistaken.
Good girl.
Sir Geoffrey, I shall be delighted to share this villa with you. But Mr. Dallas leaves this island if we have to light a fire under him. Now, whose side are you on?
Oh, yours, dear lady, every time.
Good. Now I'll go and get ready for that swim.
Magnificent. Magnificent.
Oh, Teresa. Teresa, you there, Teresa?
I think I heard her going upstairs, Bundle Trumper. Well, I'm about to take a dip.
Oh, yes, a popular idea.
I don't know what it is, but I'm almost starting to forgive you.
That's nice.
I'm not saying I've forgiven that Roberts fellow, though. Oh, but look at that sun.
Dallas, look, you might as well know now as later. We've been joined by a third guest.
What?
A lady.
A woman?
I said a lady. Miss Arabia Knight.
Who did you say? That awful actress woman?
Miss Arabia Knight, the film star.
Oh, no. No, Roberts couldn't. He mustn't. I won't. Have you seen her on the screen?
Well, can't say I have, but in the flesh, she's damn decorative. Do you play poker, Dallas?
No. Why?
Villa Sleep Four, eh? Well, here's one game where two pairs make a full house. dash decorative. I think here. Here.
Good morning, Sir Geoffrey.
Oh, good morning, Miss Knight. Oh, you've been for a dip already. I trust you slept well.
A good deal better than I would have done had I known what I know now.
Teresa
just arrived from the village where she sleeps.
Sleeps?
Yes, Sir Geoffrey. I've just discovered that the three of us are to be alone here at night.
Good Lord, I say, that's awkward. Miss Knight, I can assure you you'll be quite safe while I'm on the premises.
Thank you, Sir Geoffrey, but that's hardly the point. We can hardly allow Mr. Dallas to take the boat back to England this morning, leaving us alone.
Oh, good Lord, I never thought of that.
You can imagine what he'd make of it in his column.
You don't suggest that Dallas would be such a scoundrel as to suggest...
Well, just let's wait and see.
Teresa! Teresa, where the devil's my breakfast?
Teresa is getting breakfast.
About time.
Oh, well, did you ever? Shouting out of his window like that. Oh, and I was starting to have such a nice morning.
Well, really?
Weren't you?
Yes, I was. Miss Knight.
You'd better call me Elsie.
But I thought, Arabia.
Oh, it isn't my name.
Oh. Who gave you that name?
Oh, the publicity department of the company that made a sex symbol out of me. I'm Elsie Knight, please.
Thank you. I was about to begin a painting of this villa, and I wondered, would you mind awfully if you were in it?
You mean you want to paint the villa with me in the foreground?
No, I want to paint you with the villa in the background. You seem to go.
Do you know, Sir Geoffrey, I...
Geoffrey, would you mind?
I'm honored. Geoffrey, you couldn't have said a nicer and a simpler thing. Of course. Now, how do you want me?
Here. Reclining.
Mm-hmm.
Now, be happy. That's it. There. You sure you don't mind?
Oh, of course not.
I warn you, I've never before put my hand to a portrait, but here goes. I say, Dallas...
What's the matter?
Oh, stand aside, will you, old boy? I'm about to begin painting the villa.
What's wrong with it as it is?
Now, look here.
Oh, leave him to me. Now, listen, Mr. Julian Dallas, or whatever your real name may be.
Dallas is my real name, which is more than can be said for yours, Miss Knight.
If my name isn't private, my life is.
That's where you're mistaken. When you allowed yourself to enter the public eye, your life ceased to be private. You can't have the best of all the worlds, Miss Knight.
Now, Dallas.
Nor can you, Sir Geoffrey.
Eh? I don't see why not.
Because you're news. You're the bright, shining hope of the Cabinet. Or you were till you made that awful gaffe in the Middle East, and that made you front-page news.
How dare you? How dare you speak to Geoffrey that way?
Geoffrey?
It's all right, Elsie. Leave him to me.
Elsie? Now, wait a minute.
And while we're on the subject of behaviour, I insist you stop shouting at Teresa.
Hear, hear.
Teresa should have had breakfast ready an hour ago.
Yes. When she had to walk up from the village?
What? Why must Teresa walk up from the village?
Because she sleeps
well,
there.
That's neither here nor there.
Sleep? You mean we three are sharing this villa alone?
If we are, we object every bit as much as you do.
Oh, ho. Oh, ho, ho.
What do you mean, Dallas?
What a story. I'm not at all sure now that I shouldn't go back to England on that tub.
What do you mean?
Mean? This is the biggest political bedtime story since Parnell.
Parnell? Oh,
what did I tell you, Sir Geoffrey?
Dallas, do you mean to stand there and tell me you go back and concoct a scandal story about Miss Knight and me?
I thought she was Elsie.
Not to you, she isn't.
You and Arabian Knight alone in an island paradise. Oh, wait till that hits the press.
You know as well as I do that we met by mistake.
Oh, I'll say so. But who do you suppose is going to swallow a detail like that?
You...
Oh, you little spitfire.
You evil parasite.
Am I interrupting something?
Who are you?
My name is Jennifer Roberts. I own this villa.
What?
Oh, no.
Are you Dr. Roberts?
That's right, yes.
You're a woman.
So nature has led me to believe.
A very pretty woman.
A woman. That accounts for it.
Accounts for what?
I might have known it would take a woman to pull a trick like this.
Trick?
Now, Dallas, really.
Dr. Roberts, don't tell me you didn't know you let the villa to all three of us at the same time.
Of course I did.
What?
What's that? But I say...
There you are. A blatant case of fraud.
Not at all. I advertised a villa sleeping four. It does that.
You mean... Oh!
You admit you deliberately misled...
I admit the price is rather steep to share on paper. But I do need the money. I retired young, you see.
Retired?
My small savings went into equipping this house. I live on capital. Yours.
Really?
That's honest, to say the least.
Also, I run a small clinic on the island. But would somebody introduce me?
Oh, certainly, certainly. This is Arabian Knight, nay, Elsie.
How do you do?
This is Julian Dallas, and I'm Bundle Topper. Mr. Dallas is about to go back to England.
Oh? Oh, I'm sorry.
Leaving, I fear, a knotty situation.
What situation?
Miss Knight and I can hardly share one roof. Oh, do you think Teresa would consider moving in?
But Teresa always sleeps at home.
We thought the fourth bedroom must be hers.
Oh, no. I'm afraid that's mine.
Yours?
Oh!
Accommodation is the only thing we're short of on the island. That's where I sleep.
Oh, good, good. Then that makes it all right, Elsie, eh? Doesn't it, Dallas? Shall I help you with your bags?
Yes, it'll be a pleasure.
I'm afraid you'll have to hurry. That hooter means you have only half an hour before the boat sails.
I ring down for the taxi.
Yes, hurry, Geoffrey.
And I must find Teresa to give you back your money, Mr. Dallas.
Hmm.
We'll be generous and give you your one night in the house. If you'll wait...
Don't trouble. I've changed my mind.
I'm afraid I must insist.
I mean, I've decided to stay.
Oh.
Oh. Are you sure?
I'm quite sure.
Good man. I say, this calls for wine. Teresa! Teresa!
Teresa, we'd like some wine, please.
I say, what's the Portuguese for down the hatch? Finished.
Not another one. That's three in a week.
Five. You know, Julian, once I start, I can't put the brush down.
Mind if I have a look?
Oh, please.
West from Villa. I like it.
How are you making out?
Chapter 11?
No. In a week? Must be all the fruit we're eating.
Bon dia.
Bon dia.
Morning, Elsie.
Oh, another one, Geoffrey. Oh, show me, show me. Oh, it's beautiful. All that colour.
Has anyone seen the doctor?
Nobody sees the doctor. Except at mealtimes, and not always then. She's always doctoring.
Is she still psychoanalyzing that idiot who wants to leave the island?
Well, as a matter of fact, no. She's running a prenatal clinic. Well, west of Villa. I wonder now how I ever stuck politics out. Or how I will ever go back to them.
Oh, but you're practically Prime Minister.
I was, up to when Julian called that awful gaffe of mine in the Middle East.
You were absolutely right. Everybody says so.
Oh, yes, now they do. But there's nothing so unforgivable in a politician as being wrong at the time and right later. It was very fortunate for my party, my having a nervous breakdown. Now they can show their loyalty by backing my successor.
You're not thinking of resigning.
I don't know. It would save an awful lot of faces.
But you love it. You must love it. Well, at your age, you can't get as near to number 10 Downing Street unless you love it.
I don't think that follows. It's as big a rat race in his game as in yours. The only difference is that people push you, Elsie, without your having the aptitude.
Oh, please, don't speak that way to Elsie.
And don't speak that way to Geoffrey. He's a man with a vocation.
I'm not, you know. I'm sorry, Elsie, but I'm not. I just happened to apply myself to politics.
Just happened?
In the same way as you became a symbol, merely because you happened to apply your bosom to film.
How dare you? How dare you
He's
speak?
He's right, Geoffrey. Oh. Blast you, Julian Dallas, you're right. Now tell me something. To what did you apply yourself? Sir Geoffrey's contributed something to his country, and I, in my ridiculous way, well, so have I. Geoffrey and I make star contributions at two ends of the scale, both, it seems, hating what we excel at doing. Now, where do you fit in?
You tell me.
All right, I will. You make a middling feature player success of running bilious commentaries on people who have contributed, without making one solitary real contribution of your own. Isn't that so? Well?
It could be.
Jolly well is.
I certainly do pick my moments.
Oh.
I hope nothing's wrong.
Just have a little heart-to-heart talk. As a psychiatrist, Dr. Roberts, you'll appreciate how helpful that can be. Excuse me.
Now, just what is eating all of you? Don't tell me that the Villa Vista Clara has slept 3 out of 4 for a week without resting them.
Well, I have absolutely no complaints, Doctor.
Oh, I've only one. Dallasitis. But the virus is under control. What do you think of the new painting, Doctor?
Oh, Jennifer, please. Where did you do this, Geoffrey?
Park myself just here. The light's full of tricks.
You're happy. It sticks out all over the canvas. What about you, Elsie? Serena do anything for you in a week?
Well, I'm up to lesson 7 in my Portuguese grammar, and I've read David Copperfield.
Is that all you came to do? Read?
Oh, no. I was hoping to cook a bit.
Can you?
Can I? I can cook any cook whose cooking you have ever eaten under the table.
You amaze me. Then please cook whenever you like.
Oh, may I? Oh, tell me, Jennifer, how did you manage to get hold of a dream place like this?
I've been on the island for 5 years, you know. I used to live down the hill. I first came here to treat the mayor. The council were afraid he was going crazy. Anyway, last December he decided he didn't want to live up here anymore.
This was the mayor's house, eh?
Yes. He gave it to me for Christmas.
Good Lord.
Just like that?
Oh, he had motives, you understand. He didn't like trekking up and down the hill.
To attend to his duties?
Oh, no, for football. They're great on football, are the Portuguese. The mayor keeps goal.
He's young, then.
That's mayor's goal. Only 75.
75?
It's a healthy island.
Yes, yes. Remarkably so.
And, of course, you do a lot for the islanders, Jennifer.
Oh, don't imagine I'm a doctor with a mission. I came to Serena for selfish motives. From selfish motives, I stay.
But what brought you here in the first place?
Well, I had a practice in Harley Street. People used to spill their hearts out all over my couch. And I used to say to them, find out your hobby and go as many miles away as you can to pursue it. Well, one day I decided to take my own advice.
But what is your hobby?
That's a fair question. I suppose people. And don't imagine I found this place right away.
Well, I had never even heard of it.
Nor had I.
But I did find it. And just in time. Now, if nobody minds, I'm going for a swim.
Teresa! Teresa! Have you seen a big pile of typing paper with typing on it?
No, senor.
Oh, dear. Excuse me.
Well, they were on my table last night, and now they've gone.
No, si, senor Dallas.
Well, someone must have seen them. How about you two? I've lost the top copy of my 11 chapters.
Oh, sorry, old man.
Have you looked in the stove?
The stove? Why should I look in the stove?
Teresa lights the stove with paper every morning.
Oh, no. No. If that woman's lit the stove with my top copy...
Well, what's the matter with the bottom?
What bottom?
I mean, if Teresa lit the stove with the top copy, there's always the bottom copy.
Well, if that's what you want to keep, you've got it.
But...
Let's go for a dip, Geoffrey.
Yes, I don't mind if I do.
Teresa! Teresa, come here this instant, do you hear me?
Is there something wrong, Mr. Dallas? Is this what you're looking for?
What? Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. Where did you... Oh, thank heaven she didn't light it.
Light what?
The stove. Elsie said Teresa put my typing in the stove.
Teresa wouldn't remove your typing from your room.
Well, then who did?
I did.
What? You did? Why?
Why does anyone pick up writing? Because they want to read it.
Well, I must say, he went to my room and swiped my book.
The door was open.
I dare say it was. Now, look here, Doctor.
Everybody else is calling me Jennifer. But you can go on calling me Doctor if you'd rather.
Well, I'm darned if I ever heard the likes of this.
Why? You write a book to be read, don't you?
Not before it's finished. Not by All and Sundry.
I'm not All and Sundry. I'm Jennifer.
Well?
Well?
Do you think it's good?
No.
Oh.
Now you're really angry.
Not at all.
You wanted me to be frank, I hope?
Naturally.
Naturally. It's the most unnatural thing in the world for a person to want a person to be frank about a person's dream.
Look, I do want you to be frank.
You shouldn't be angry if I say your book isn't good. A book that's a person's dream mustn't be good. It must be great. Right?
Right.
That's what it is, in my modest opinion.
But do you mean that?
What an ordinary thing to ask me. Of course. It's great.
Jennifer, I... Well, thanks. I'll take these. Thanks for what you said.
Oh, why are you running away like that?
I'm not running. I'm merely walking rapidly.
Come back. I won't eat you.
And so the curtain falls on Act One of tonight's Caltech's play, Villa Sleep Four. In a moment we commence Act Two. The Caltech's Theatre now presents Walter Sullivan in Villa Sleep Four. Act Two.
Hello, stranger.
Huh? Oh, Jennifer, I didn't know you were up.
Since dawn, I've been at the docks.
The docks? Is the boat in?
I didn't look. I've been delivering babies. Four of them.
Four?
One mother, four babies.
You mean quadruplets?
The first ever on Serena, the mayor tells me. Incidentally, the mayor is now 100% cured. They're celebrating.
Well, congratulations. Must be a wonderful feeling. For you as well as the mother.
Yes, it is exhilarating. But you should know.
I?
It's surely the same feeling you had when you finished your book in 3 weeks.
Signora, I am so happy for you and the babies.
Thank you, Teresa.
Bom dia, Senor Dallas.
Why does Teresa only keep up the fiction of not speaking English with me?
I think you frighten her a bit. You're taking longer to unwind than the others. Why do you hide away?
Do I?
From me, anyway.
Well, I'm roughing out notes for a book.
Another? But that's splendid.
Hey, is what I hear true?
Gospel. Can't you hear the bells?
Wads. Oh, Teresa and I are going to cook such a dinner tonight.
Well, now, excuse me, won't you?
Yes, of course. Oh.
What's that for, Jen? He's mad about you, really.
It could be. It could also be that he's avoiding me because he isn't.
And because you are. You shown him?
Not a flicker.
Then what? Oh, what's this coming along on our left? Oh, if he's finished another painting, I'll scream. In the nicest possible way, of course.
Those church bells. Why?
I've just delivered quads.
No.
Oh, and another painting. Oh, let's have a look, Geoffrey. Oh, it's a house.
Sort of.
Sort of, my eye. It's a mansion. Where did you go to paint this?
Over the brow of the hill. It doesn't exist, the house, I mean. I imagined it.
It's beautiful, Geoffrey.
It's for the mayor.
The mayor? Why?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought I'd give him a little present. What are we having for dinner?
Octopus.
Octopus?
Cooked in its ink.
Good lord.
Specialty of Serena.
My, you love this island, Elsie.
Yes.
Oh, Julian, come and look at the new painting.
Don't tell me he's polished off another. Ah, it's a house. It's good, no question, it's good.
It's my June mood. I say, that's the boat.
Yes, just pulled in. You're expecting a letter, aren't you, Julian?
How did you know?
A letter? Oh, there might be one for me, too.
You didn't give anyone your address, Geoffrey.
Only old Jenkins.
Well, Antonio will drive up with anything for us. Now, I'm tired. I don't think I was ever quite so tired.
Well, you're entitled to be. Here, let me give you a hand. And tonight you'll sit down to such a dinner as you never dreamed of.
Delightful girl, Elsie. Ever meet a film star like her?
I begin to think it's possible I've never known any film star. Geoffrey, can you keep a secret?
You're speaking to a Foreign Office man.
Yes, I know, but can you keep a secret?
Shoot.
How long have we been here?
2 months and 2 days.
You remember I finished my book in 3 weeks?
Yes.
Well, Geoffrey, I sent my book to London just over 6 weeks ago.
You did? And you've had it accepted?
Don't be an ass. It takes months and months, sometimes years. But can I say something silly?
Go on.
I know my book is good. And somehow, it's enough for me to know. Can you understand?
Easily.
I mean, it's the oddest thing. I don't want kudos. I only said it to this friend of mine, a literary agent, because I want to hear a first-class opinion.
Yes?
Well, I asked him for an immediate reaction. Today is the 6th of June.
You're not serious. It's my birthday.
What? You didn't say anything?
Well, if I'd remembered, I would have. I don't like letting things like birthdays go by the board. Go on.
Oh, that's the end of the story. I could get a letter on that boat. In that letter will be an opinion. But if that opinion coincides with mine... How's that for conceit, eh? Oh, many happy returns.
Thank you. Can you keep a secret? I mean, I know you're a journalist.
Go on.
I'm every bit as conceited as you. Much as I esteem all your good opinions about my painting, I know, and that's enough. Aren't we dreadful?
Dreadful. What's the secret?
I don't know. I just sit down in front of a canvas, and the light does something, and the island does something, and I do too.
I mean the secret you asked me to keep.
Oh, well, yes. Well, I got Antonio to smuggle down 22 of my canvases to the boat that left here mid-April, and off they went.
To England?
Yes, to a friend of mine, old Jenkins, in the Conservative office, who really knows a painting when he sees one. Oh, just a first-class opinion. If it corroborates what I think, wonderful. If it doesn't...
To blazes with Jenkins.
To blazes with Jenkins. Well, a letter's unlikely so early for me, but for both of us, this is the first possible boat. Right?
Right.
Well, here's hoping. I say, talking about that boat...
Yes.
You appreciate that all our work could be at the bottom of the sea, eh? Hey, what the devil am I laughing at? At least you've got kept a copy. Julian, I'm really having the time of my life on this darned island.
Me too.
Trouble is, I don't want to leave. I suppose the country could go to the dogs without Bundle Trumper.
And my newspaper could continue to degenerate without Dallas. Anything is, Dallas would starve.
Oh, there is that. Will anything put away?
Only my carefully preserved overdraft.
Yes, I've some, but not enough for life. I could always write my memoirs.
Do you seriously think of retiring?
If I could afford it, like a shot.
Revolutionary at our age.
Then let's be revolting. I mean, why wait until we're too old to do anything with peace and quiet than lie down and go to sleep with it? Anyway, we'd retire to work. Retire from the rat race and conduct a little mouse race of our own. What do you say?
I say on what? I've paid for this holiday in red ink.
Quite. Hence the Bundle Topper plan.
The what?
I'm not going to enlarge. Not until it shows a prospect of fruition. But Jennifer has retired, you want to retire, and so do I. For several reasons, and one of them very special. Hey, listen. That's Antonio.
The mail.
Now, steady on, man. We both know it's much too early.
Well, just the same. Come on, let's meet. Don't get out, Antonio. Just hand it to us.
Anything for Senor Dallas?
No, senor.
No?
No. How about Sir Geoffrey?
Sim.
Sim?
Oh, good. Well, hurry up, man. De pressa.
My 18 copies of the Times Air edition. No letters?
No.
No. Oh, well, thanks.
Obrigado, senor.
18 copies of the Times will do for the stove. Give them Teresa, Julian.
Another 21 days till the next boat.
Looks like it. Well, I'm going down the hill to see the mayor.
The mayor?
Of course. About time we got this thing moving. Oh, take my painting inside and look after, will you? It may be important.
What on earth you think you're...
Don't just ask any questions. Not yet. Oh, I say, if you see anyone, just mention casually that it's my birthday, will you?
I'll tell Elsie for you. That's a promise.
Here you are, Julian. Oh, I stitched the pocket for you, too.
It's a masterpiece of mending, Elsie. Obrigad.
I nearly signed my name at the bottom. Do you find you get terribly conceited on this island? I made a cake today, and I felt like a hen that had laid a half-pound egg.
I think Serena gives you a sort of natural pride and a confidence in yourself you don't have when everybody's racing around you competing. By the way, it's Geoffrey's birthday.
No!
Yes.
His birthday! Well, I'll ice the cake. Almond icing and sugar.
Are you as domestic as this at home, Elsie?
Not allowed to be. Why do you think I took this fella? So I could be Elsie Knight again. Just for a bit.
3 months on an inaccessible island, all by yourself.
Well, you're never by yourself if you've got resources. I've got resources.
And books?
And a work basket. I used to be ashamed and hide it in a hat box.
How do you feel about acting?
Do you mean, do I like it or can I? Oh, well, you've said often enough that I can't. I don't know. I mean, they picked me out of a cinema queue and put me under contract and called me a star. Doesn't give you much chance, does it?
Not much.
Anyway, I wouldn't miss it if I gave it up tomorrow. You've been shutting yourself away a bit. You working?
Yes, I'm starting to.
Not writing an article?
Don't worry. If I ever wrote another article about you, it'll be so nice and homely, and every day they'll never print a word. I have my problems too, you see. I'm not looking forward to heading home.
I wasn't either, so I'm not.
Not going?
I fixed it up with Jennifer. I'm making an indefinite stay.
Are you, by heaven?
I've no family, so what's to go home for? Getting up at 5, sitting in the makeup chair for an hour, and the hairdressing for 2. Then 8 hours filming a scene where, when it's shown, nobody's looking at your face or your hair. Anyway, I've tucked away a bit of money, and I don't see why it shouldn't bring me back Elsie Knight for good. I'm a trained nurse, you know.
No, I didn't.
Well, they didn't mention it in my biography when they started building up Arabia. Well, I can help Jennifer in that role without makeup, and if necessary, without hair.
Staying on.
Why don't you?
Oh, if I had anything tucked away, I would. Writing about people like you isn't as lucrative as being you. Perhaps that's why some of us write the way we do.
You know something, Julian? We're both what the people ordered. Even Geoffrey has to dance when the people blow their little tin whistles. We've much in common, we three.
Except that I don't contribute. That's where we came in, remember?
Oh, Julian. Oh, is Geoffrey back?
Well, 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 I've had a session with the mayor.
With the mayor?
And?
And I think we may see eye to eye on all major issues.
You sound like any prime minister back from a parley with any foreign power.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm glad I didn't wake you, Jennifer.
Who says you didn't? What's going on?
Well, I've been down to the junta, and I return with a scrap of paper.
Chamberlain.
What is it?
Building permit. I don't think it was easy to get the mayor to sign it.
A building permit?
Do you know why accommodation is so short on this island? Because the master mason is centre-half on the mayor's team.
Oh?
And since they play 5 days a week, he simply hasn't any time for building. Anyway, I offered your services as a substitute, Julian.
Mine?
I told the mayor you played half-centre for England.
Are you crazy? I never played football in my life.
Oh, well, I offered myself as a reserve.
Just a minute. What is it you want to build, Geoffrey?
Oh, my dear Jennifer, a convalescent home.
What for?
Convalescence. Oh, we're better than this island. I mean, look what it's done for us. Now, if a person is to retire...
So that's it.
And all of us want to. By the way...
Many happy returns.
Oh, thank you.
Now, go on about the convalescence.
Well, where do they come in?
Well, they keep us. That's how we manage to retire at all.
Now, just a minute, just a minute. Do you mean you want to throw open this beautiful island to people? Well, the English, for instance?
Oh, no.
A dozen or so patients we'll choose carefully. Only those who are really worth rehabilitating, deserving folk like us. Refugees from common public demand.
I see.
Now, Elsie runs the catering. They'll all eat like royalty. Only Elsie, go easy on the octopus. Also, she's a trained nurse. I'll design the rest home, and don't think I can't. I've already started, and I'll help the mason to build.
I can do it on my head.
Geoffrey, you're painting...
the house!
The imaginary house.
It'll be absolutely perfect.
Yeah, but what about the innards? Do you know about innards?
Yes, I can learn, and once these island boys get started, they'll shove the place up in a couple of months. We'll improvise. We're up to our eyebrows in marble on this very hill.
But where does the money come in?
Elsie, mostly. Elsie, but you're the richest refugee among us.
Thank you.
But we'll all kick in, and it's dirt cheap here, don't you see? Well?
It's a great idea.
It's genius. I think it's genius.
Do you, Elsie? What about you, Julian? Oh, by the way, if our little project gets nosed abroad by means of your column, Elsie and I'll even pose for pictures. An all-round world scoop made to measure, you see?
Yes. Yes, I see.
Not to speak of the woman doctor who just brought quads into the world. we'll be knocking back applicants by the hundreds. Elsie, come and make some ice, will you? I'm going to open a bottle of champagne.
Coming. Genius, that's what it is.
It is. Isn't it, Julian? Julian?
It should be wonderful. For all three of you.
Three? This is a foursome.
You all seem to overlook one important point. At least it's important to me. I seem to be the only one who doesn't contribute.
Oh, please.
You won't need me, not even for the publicity. One word of this to the Press Association, they'll all be falling over themselves. But all I'd ever be able to do here is what I'm running away from. Write a column.
You mean you're going back? But why?
To tear people down a little harder. See if it'll earn more. Maybe one day I'll have enough to come back here again. For good.
If you had money, would you stay?
Of course. Money's always a solid contribution. Knocks talent for six.
But your book...
Oh, my dear Jennifer. Even if it's published, that'll mean £100. Perhaps two. I have a sort of infamy attached to my name in England. Now, I'll buy shares in your rest home. It'll be fun to have an interest. Even from so far away.
This is so serious. Julian... just have to pitch my pride in the pool. I love you.
Jennifer.
I love you, Julian. Well, please, over to you.
I can't stay, Jennifer. I'll go back tomorrow. I'll walk down to the boat and make arrangements.
Julian.
Silly fathead. Have some champagne, Jennifer. We've got the bottle.
Not now. Do you mind, Elsie? Excuse me.
Oh, dear. Thank heavens you haven't any false pride, Geoffrey.
Well, I do have a certain substance, you know.
I know, but we have the same approach to money. I think you have such perfect values.
Oh, do you?
Sword.
Sword. You know... we shouldn't have been listening to Julian and Jennifer just now.
I know. But since we did, what can we do?
Oh, nothing can help Julian except LSD and by the sweat of his typewriter. Of course, his book, but it would never earn enough, even if...
Has he sent it to England?
Well, yes, he told me in confidence, really.
Oh. By the same boat you sent your paintings?
How did you know that? It was a secret.
Well, it's hard to keep a secret on this island. And 22 paintings are a pretty big secret.
You didn't say anything?
Oh, never spoil a man's fun when he thinks he has a secret.
Elsie, I think you're wonderful. I didn't mean to say that.
Well, why not?
Well, after all...
After all what?
You're a film star.
So?
So, well, I mean, you must have lots and lots of men wanting to marry you and so on.
And so on, spoilt it. You're a famous statesman.
So?
You must have all kinds of people wanting to woo you, including lots of women.
Well, you mean because I'm a statesman?
No, because you're a darn good-looking man.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, you are so. Geoffrey, if I weren't a film star, and if you didn't think that I must have all kinds of men wanting to, and so on, what would you say?
I might say...
Yes?
Can I have the bottle for a moment?
Say it sober.
I love you.
Right.
Thank you. Elsie, I'd awfully like to marry you if you could see your way clear.
Come here. Poor Julian. Poor Jennifer and poor Julian. Oh, Geoffrey.
Jennifer! Elsie! Geoffrey! A cable!
Cable?
I met Antonio on the way up the hill. Jennifer!
Coming!
Well, hurry up. It's a cable from London.
Oh, Julie. Oh,
what is it? Let's hear it.
What is it?
All right, listen.
Yes.
Your novel, sensational.
Oh, wonderful.
Public, publication, arranged. Stop. Menken, staying with me. Just... Stop. Menken, yes. Staying with me now. Offers immediate 10,000 film rights. Stop.
Oh.
Think film we can double rights. After publication. Stop. Menken further offers Hollywood contract as scriptwriter. Stop. Essentially, you return discuss. Yes. Signed, Charles. Charles left my agent. You hear that? A Hollywood contract. Me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Julian, you wouldn't think of taking it.
What, are you crazy? Take it. It's the chance I waited for all my life.
What about Serena?
Serena must wait till I've made my pile.
Well, 10,000 is quite a pile. You could settle here on that.
Yes.
While there's time.
Time? What's time? Another 10 years, I'll be coming
back. As one of our patients.
What's the matter with you all? Isn't anyone going to congratulate me?
Of course.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, the boat sails in the morning. I'd better pack, hadn't I?
Oh, Jennifer.
Tell me something, Elsie. You know Hollywood. What will happen to him there?
Well, first of all, they'll rewrite his novel from cover to cover, removing every vestige of individuality.
But if he writes the full script...
They'll rewrite that. They'll pay 12 people each to rewrite what the last one wrote. In 2 years, he won't have an idea left. In 5, he won't have a heart.
Are you sure?
As sure as heaven made little Serena's.
Then we must stop him. Good heavens, we must stop him.
At all costs. I like Julian.
But how? If he doesn't want to stay?
I've an idea. As a lapsed analyst, will you help me?
Yes, of course.
Anything.
Absolutely anything.
All right. Listen. My experience has been that you cannot be meanly negative method. You may have noticed that in the case of children and retarded aspects...
Hadn't you better hurry, Antonio?
Sí, señor.
I say, it doesn't matter, that isn't my luggage. I said that luggage isn't mine. Teresa, speak to Antonio.
Bon dia, señor. I'm sorry to see the señor go away on so beautiful a morning.
It is beautiful, isn't it? And you're speaking English to me. Teresa, where is everybody? The villa's as silent as the grave. Surely someone will come down to see me off. Hey, that isn't my bag either. Antonio, that isn't my bag.
No, it's mine.
Yours?
Excuse, senor.
Yours, Elsie?
You open my eyes, Julian. I'm coming with you.
To England?
For good. Oh, imagine a girl with my talents thinking that she could hide away at my age on a desert island.
This isn't a desert island, it's another Eden.
That's what John Gielgud said about England. We mustn't let him down.
Oh, are you serious? Elsie, you can't leave.
Why not? You are.
It's different. I've got no right to be here. I've got my living to earn.
Oh, poppycock.
What?
That's not why you're going, and you know it. The carrot that we were all straining to bite has suddenly jumped into your teeth. All you have to do now is break your neck and the carrot's yours. Well, it's the jiggle of that carrot that makes life worth living. I want to get back in the sharks.
Good morning.
Geoffrey, you're just in time. For heaven's sake, talk some sense to Elsie. She's coming back to England.
So am I.
What?
For good. I'm getting back in the swing, dear boy. You've opened my eyes. Imagine a man of my qualities thinking he could hide away at my age.
On a desert island.
Yes, on a desert island. Thank you, Elsie.
But you're crazy. Look, at least I was coming back.
Not you. Not once you left. No, we're the world, we three. And in the world, we have to stay.
No.
Good morning, all. Oh.
Jennifer, Geoffrey and Elsie have gone out of their minds. Talk to them.
Talk to them? I've been talking to them and got my own thoughts straight in the process. I'm leaving, too.
I don't believe it.
I am, you know.
You're coming with me?
As far as England, yes. After that, you're on your own. I'm going back to Harley Street.
What? Not you. No, it's insane. Look, do you know what you have here? 100% of perfection. A clear view of yourselves. A tranquility for the rest of your lives that'll make you fruit like a tree.
But that's entirely selfish.
Of course it's selfish in the sense that yourselves will come to flower. Every man must flower. It's up to the individual to find the right garden. And this had nothing to do with time, place, money. But you... You found Serena. You found your garden. Let others search for theirs in their own way and in other places. Serena's everywhere. Anyone can find it if only they have the imagination to look. The trick is having found it not to lose it. Don't you see?
Bravo.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Jolly well put.
What? Oh, you so-and-sos, you've been pulling my leg.
Only gently.
Very gently.
Easing it out of its sockets.
You had no intention of leaving any of you. Antonio, bring back that luggage.
Simpson,
all of it, bring it back.
All of it?
Yes, blast you, all of it, I'm staying.
That's a very good boy.
And in future, anyone who speaks of leaving this island will be taken bodily and dumped clothed or unclothed into the pool. Agreed?
Agreed.
I shall get the champagne.
Jennifer, can one get married on this island?
The mayor will fix it.
When I ask you, which will be in about 7 seconds, you appreciate that it's entirely for the capital you've wrested from us.
Oh, but of course.
Excuse ourselves, sir.
Yes, about time.
I say, look at this. Look what I found in the stove.
Hey? Look, what is it? What is it?
The Times Air Edition, front page. Look, you see what it says? Bundle Trumper paints.
Jeffrey!
They got there.
Oh, hold still, let me read. 22 canvases.
Yes.
Most significant of the decade.
Decade, that's only 10 years. Conservative offers to hold exhibition.
Oh, Jeffrey!
That's wonderful.
Oh, Lord, the next bit's burnt. Look.
Remarkable new career for one of our foremost statesmen.
Oh, this is tremendous, Jeffrey.
The boat! I must go. I'll miss the boat.
What?
I must go. Exhibition. This is undreamed of. I must be there.
Stand by, girls.
Don't you see? Of course I must go. Not for long, but... What are you doing? What are you doing? Let me down. Oh, don't be silly. Let me down. You must see reason over this. It'll only be for a short time. Oh, this is the most important thing that ever happened.
One.
No.
Two.
No, Elsie.
Three.
All right, I'll stay.
So ends our Caltex play, Villa Sleep 4. In a moment, we will give you tonight's cast and tell you about next week's presentation in the Caltex Theatre. Ladies and gentlemen, the producer of tonight's Caltex play, E. Mason Wood.
Thank you. Villa Sleep 4 was written by Hubert Gregg and adapted for radio by Kay Keaveney. In the starring role you heard...
I played Julian Dallas.
This was Walter Sullivan. Our supporting cast was as follows. Sir Geoffrey, John Tate. Elsie, Arabia Knight. Moya O'Sullivan. Jennifer Roberts, Jessica Node. Teresa, Carlotta Kalmar. Antonio, Peter Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Wood. Next week in the Caltex Theatre, you will hear Misfire, a neatly contrived drama of a man suffering from amnesia who finds himself the victim of a vicious plot against his life. This is a play that will keep you in suspense from start to finish, but we can't tell you any more about it without spoiling that suspense. So be listening for it next week, Misfire. And remember, too, The Will to Sacrifice and The Scent of Murder, further outstanding productions shortly to be heard in the Caltex Theatre. Now this is your compere, Rick Hutton, bidding you good night on behalf of your hosts, Caltex Oil, marketers of Caltex Super Gasoline, and Caltex Gasoline, the world-famous RPM 1030 Special Motor Oil, and Marfac Lubrication.